Thank you and good morning. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro has authored two bills regarding county fairs and horse racing that have strong support in the legislature. The first bill would see the appointment of two assembly members to the fair board in an effort to better represent the interests of the cities and towns that hold horse races each summer. Chesbro said in a statement that the horse racing board makes critical decisions related to the viability and the allocation of racing dates, and that it makes sense that the legislature should have a role in making decisions that affect their communities. The second bill would require the fair board to prepare economic analysis prior to making decisions about changes to the horse racing calendar so that local communities are aware of the financial impact those decisions will have. June 7th will officially become Lemonade Day in Humboldt County as the Board of Supervisors approves a resolution introduced by Supervisor Virginia Bass. Lemonade Day is an effort to get children involved in the basics of running a business and encourages residents to either get busy selling or get busy buying lemonade from a local entrepreneur. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the supervisors will note that at today's meeting as well, with a proclamation urging county residents to share the road with motorcyclists. The CHP will focus on motorcycle traffic safety this month in an effort to both educate the public and enforce traffic safety laws. The supervisors are also urging residents to participate in the National Letter Carriers Food Drive that will take place on Saturday the 10th. The event is hosted with Food for People and is an effort to stamp out hunger. Letter carriers will pick up food donations and take them to food banks that provide assistance to those in need. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of 15 computers taken from a storage cabinet at Pacific View Charter School on Moore Avenue in Eureka sometime last week. The theft was noticed on Friday morning, and there were no signs of forced entry at the school. The principal is unsure how the thieves got inside, but an unsecured window could have been used to gain access. The 15 laptop computers are worth about $5,000. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact authorities. Work has stopped in Del Norte County. Dave Silverbrand has more.
A federal judge has stopped road construction in the Smith River Canyon until at least November. Caltrans has been working on a road widening project in the Smith River Canyon, but environmental groups went to court to stop the project because they say there is potential harm to salmon and endangered species. Jeff Miller for the Center for Biological Diversity said the court agrees and that it is in the public interest to stop construction. Caltrans is widening highways 197 and 199 through the river in Del Norte County. The environmental groups charge that coho salmon habitats could be damaged by the use of large trucks on narrow access roads. They say that the state has not adequately reviewed the environmental impact of the $26 million project. Dave Silverbrand, KINS News.
Thanks, Dave. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is a lot to be said about the notion of knowing where your food comes from, and there is a certain satisfaction in knowing that you produce the food on your table. Inmates at the county jail know that feeling well. Inmates serving sentences in the jail can, under certain conditions, use work to reduce their sentences, and one of the places they can work is the department's farm in Fortuna, where inmates raise hogs, tend gardens, and even herd cattle in an effort to provide food for the jail, as Undersheriff Billy Hansel explains.
But we do have a farm in Fortuna where we raise hogs, and the hogs are used to create basically meat for our jail. And also there's a garden there where we grow vegetables, and we have cattle. For the first time in the last couple of years, we started getting cattle. So we have about 20 or so that are out there, and it's just going to get bigger. And we're looking at expanding that jail farm.
The farm is one avenue inmates can use to work down their sentences. The other is more well-known, the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program, SWAP.
Right now we have, in lieu of someone serving time in jail, they can opt to be in our SWAP program, the Sheriff Work Alternative Program. They can spend 8 hours a day, and that's credit for one day served. And they can serve that time either splitting wood at our woodlot, which is a benefit for our seniors, or they spend time in the community doing various cleanup projects.
The SWAP crews are used by other jurisdictions for cleanup projects, including the City of Eureka, which recently renewed a contract for SWAP teamwork within the city. That's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.